Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You'd never guess it was the home squad, would you? You're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live. Anna Daly in for Andrea this afternoon. And our final talking point of the morning is our home squad. I'm joined by Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design House. You're both very welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The sun is out. We're dashing to our back gardens, lads. We can't get enough of it. And suddenly we've opened the barbecues and realised the dust and the garden furniture, it all needs to be fixed.
100%.
It?
It's now an outdoor room.
100%.
Yes. We're outdoor people now. That's where we live.
And I love the fact that on my screen, the outdoor couch with pallets is coming up already. We'll get to that in a minute. But can I ask you about assessing the space, first of all? I'll go to you, Jenny, first of all. We go out and it is dusty and rusty and it all needs to be fixed. And suddenly, urgently, because we might not have the sun for long.
Well, I think, can I just beg you all, first of all, if you're shopping, just be realistic, because you're going to walk into a garden centre, you're going to see this huge, you know, lovely, maybe it's rattan and it's got, you know, really soft looking sofa cushions on it. And you're going to be like, oh, that'd be amazing in the back garden. And it will be for 3 days and then you will be cursing yourself for buying it. Yeah. So just think really carefully about what work are you actually willing to put into what you buy. Like, think about, do you need cushions? I'm going to come flat out and say no, unless you're somebody who likes adding extra tasks to your day, in which case go for it. But you're going to have to take them off. You're going to have to store them. You're going to have to clean them down, even if they're made
they
out of outdoor.
So nice,
I know,
though.
In Spain, okay? Not here.
You sound like my husband.
Don't do it. And like, even if you're someone who will get ahead and put it away and be careful, the Irish climate just changes on a dime. So the likelihood of you doing that on time, and it's just don't do it. So different
and
materials.
Also, Jenny, can I just say, in terms of assessing your space, and I mean this for sofas, for mirrors, for all sorts of interior furniture as well, I always have a sense that the size will be right. But you're standing in this gigantic warehouse of an interiors shop. And then when it's translated into your normal home, it suddenly looks too big.
Totally. And even, is your back garden, is it even? Is the surface even? So, you know, are the legs of what you're buying, are they going to land in the right place? Is it all going to be at the same level? Think about that. Think about where in your garden actually gets sun. Like, do you need to maybe think about putting all your furniture at the end of the garden? Is that where it's going to get the most sun, or near the entrance to your garden? You know, think about that and how you're actually going to use it. Then how are you going to walk to and from that space? Do you need to put paving down? I think it's like, we always say this, and I know Roisin's going to agree with me on this one. Like, think about how you're actually going to use the space really critically, really carefully, and what you're willing to do in terms of upkeep, and then go shopping.
Yeah. Would you agree, Roisin? Be realistic about where you live.
For me, it's all about the space, and it's about you need to appreciate it from inside when it's raining. Okay, so there's a couple of things. So for me, design it as though it's a space in your house, in terms of, think of the layout, the spatial layout, how you zone it, the different functions, like what Jenny's saying, where is the barbecue function, where is the seating. You can also, like, Awnings of Ireland allows you to use it a lot more. There's a lot of different structures to give you shelter.
Yeah,
you can have
clever.
Them more permanent so that you can have the cushions and things like that. Fire pits, like, look at zoning it with different materials, all of that. To me, no matter how small, you can have an outdoor room. And the way you appreciate it from inside is lighting. Do not ever underestimate lighting is crucial. If you don't light a garden, you're looking out at a black box, or you're looking out at a black mirror from inside, no matter how nice your garden is.
Okay.
You want layered lighting. So when you're, say, in an open plan kitchen or something, you're looking outside, you can still feel the depth of the space and appreciate it from inside when it is, you know,
and
not sunny.
A typical Irish day, basically,
exactly.
Which is the majority of the year, like, being realistic.
Yeah. And the main thing for me is always to try and continue your interior palette outside as much as possible. So for me, a lot of the time, you want to continue the flooring out. So if you have, say, a timber floor inside, there's so many outdoor tiles and outdoor composites that now match the colour of your timber inside. You can even match the width. And it really just gives, if you want that lovely free flowing feeling of like an outdoor room, it really gives that. So consider it in that way as an additional space.
And when you say layer up the lighting, are you talking about lighting up lighters in the garden?
Talking about
in the ground.
Uplighters in the ground, be careful with them. They do tend to flood. I've had many bad experiences. Okay. But even if it's kind of stake lighting in your planters so that planting's lit up, wall lights on fences, on side walls, ideally having it that it gives, you can appreciate the depth from inside. That's kind of, I can't recommend that more, regardless of kind of the spend.
And I totally agree with you. When you look at the, you know, the professional gardens or the very pretty, well put together gardens, they are always lit very well.
It seems like a waste to put a lot of effort in and then not be able to appreciate it. And even if it's just a little courtyard, it being well lit, you can still appreciate it.
Yeah. And we are talking, Jenny, to people with little cosy nooks and balconies as well as sprawling gardens.
This is me. My garden is 2 metres by 2 metres. And lads, I have so much packed into this thing and I'm planning on more. So what one thing I think is brilliant for those really small spaces is foldaway furniture. So I have a table that folds up flat against the wall, little chain hooks onto it, and then it comes down. I have fit, I'm telling you, 12 people around this table. I won't say comfortably necessarily, but happily. And foldaway chairs, you know, the little bistro style chairs, and I've hooks installed in the wall and they all hang up in it. Then I have a hammock, which I have been lying out in all morning. Lovely. I am obsessed with this thing. So I just have 2 hooks on each diagonal end of the garden, the courtyard, and a little hammock strung up, and I laze away in that thing and I love it. I'm planning to install an outdoor shower inspired by the fabulous Courtney Smith. Courtney Smith,
I know, the rainforest shower.
I'm obsessed with their outdoor shower, and it's so, you know, it's not difficult to do. There's ways to do it, especially if you're not interested in heating it. Another way that you can possibly do it. And another thing, and Roisin, you're so right, covering it. I'd love to install an awning over it because you can get awnings now that have heaters in them. I do have my garden very well lit, so I don't need, but you can have additional lighting in them if you want.
You can even have floor lamps that are heaters now as well. Yeah. So there's so many options that they double up. Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't look like a big ugly heater.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time it just takes up space that you can't afford to give away.
Exactly. And it's just about having it all kind of factored in. Even storage, because it just needs to be well sealed. But you can have benches that also double as the cushion storage, things like that.
Yeah. If you put them away all the time.
Okay, we can't ignore the text, lads. There's so many people asking about the outdoor couch with the pallets. So that's a big trend on social media, isn't it? For the last few years. Mm-hmm. Is it worth, I know my husband at one stage said he was going to do it. It had never happened, but is it worth, neither of you are into it.
I think it just doesn't last. So it's fine for temporary. And if you want to embrace that, it's certainly cost effective, but it's going to rot. Like, it's just, you're still going to have to get the cushions made. It depends what you're looking for. It works. It's not really a long lasting.
Yeah, you do have to treat the wood. So I think a lot of the DIY advice that you get on these pallets are, and I'm all for it because it is sustainable and I think it looks really cool, but they work really well in, for example, Australia or warmer parts of the States or warm parts of Europe. But here you do have to treat the wood first. Like, you just have, no matter, I don't care what anyone says. If you're only planning it for a couple of years, you know, and you don't mind it ultimately not lasting, then that's fine. You've repurposed some pallets and
have
to go.
Yeah.
And they are standard width, so you can get cushions that go on it. But it wouldn't be personally for me. But if you think you can go for it, then go for it.
Okay. Someone else says, what tools and materials will I need to build garden furniture myself? Is that ambitious or are people doing garden furniture themselves?
I don't know. I actually don't know of anyone who's doing it. More know there's lots of different price ranges. You can spend as much as you like on it, but the main thing is to have everything treated so it's not going to rust, so metal's not going to rust, and so the timber isn't going to rot, so that it doesn't, you know, after all your hard work and effort, then not last.
Someone says, interesting on the lighting thing, remember, lighting left on at night disturbs the wildlife. Remember to turn them off. Yeah. That's a really good point.
That's a great point. I think one of the best things you can do at lighting, I think, is to have solar powered lighting sensors and timers, and it's really low lighting typically, even though I know any little thing can disturb wildlife, so that's fair enough. But having solar powered and your little fairy lights, I have them woven through the vertical green wall in my garden. I'm obsessed with them. And I have little festoons lighting up, and they charge away all day from a little solar panel. They come on after a certain point of darkness, and then they do turn off themselves after a couple, after a few hours, you know. So something that will turn off automatically that you don't have to think about with no switches is something to really think about. And then you don't have to wire it up. And you can get all sorts of solar things. You know, you can get ones, as you said, that stake into the ground, or even now ones, you know, wall sconces or anything like that.
But so even the battery powered lovely table lamps that they have in restaurants and stuff, they're great.
They're
really nice. There's lots of options. It's more that kind of atmospheric low level lighting we're talking about.
Of course. And if people are shopping for outdoor furniture over the next few weeks, the whole rattan material, I suppose, is the most obvious, isn't it? Is that the most hard wearing?
I don't love it. It's what you see in lots of the shops, but I have like, I have a ream of names of places, all different price points. There's so many more options. I don't think it has to be that. Like, if you're going kind of more entry level, cave home, absolutely amazing quality is brilliant. Sklum, Zara Home, they're all incredible. And then more kind of higher end, Minima's amazing, Meridiani, Lost Weekend. Like, there's lots of things that you can kind of pick and choose. Mullen Lighting have some beautiful outdoor lighting, Irish company. Like, there's lots of options
there
that aren't rattan.
Okay. She hates rattan, basically. Jenny Sheehan and Roisin Lafferty, thank you very much. We could chat and chat about the outdoor space. I really have a picture of yours, Jenny, in my head now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you'll post it later on
Instagram
and check it out. Something
we'll
share.
Yeah, we can have
brilliant.
A look, yeah.
Thank you, girls.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.